This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Of the hour. It is Monday, the 1st of November. How many people had trick-or-treaters come to their home last night or actually went out trick-or-treating? Adults that went to parties. Phil McGeehan, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, went to a party. You were dressed as what? What did you go?
It was the theme was slashers, so I dressed as Slash with a big R on my shirt.
Great. Right.
It's good costume. It's very cool, yeah.
Yeah, pretty mature. Okay, what about you, Jennifer? You have...
I don't like Halloween. Halloween is for silliness.
I call...
Humbug. Halloween. I dressed as a lame cat on Friday.
You did? A lame...
Wait, Friday? Cat. What did you do yesterday?
Is the inspiration for that.
I didn't dress up. I didn't dress up the rest of the weekend. I dressed up just to go to work, and I had cat ears and a leopard print sweatshirt, so...
Is this at KRLA, or are you talking about CRN?
Well, I did wear both, but the other CRN, my pals there, we all dressed up together.
Ah, of course. And your father sat in his office. Your father sat in his office with the door closed, right?
My dad actually went to a Halloween party for information yesterday, and he was so funny. So he was going to be a tourist, and we kind of had that plotted out for him. But it was a little chilly, and he was going later at night. They were all sitting outside. It was Michael Reagan's party. So
schnapped up,
schnapped up, right. And so he was a little nervous about being cold. So apparently he noticed that yesterday there was a Hallmark Christmas marathon on, which I think they just are all doing that now. I think it's just
I've seen Christmas shows. The woman who was one of the stars, a doctor on Chicago Med, I've seen her all over the promos. Is that where she got started? I forget what her name
is.
No,
Tori DeVito. She didn't get started there. I saw her years ago on Pretty Little Liars. She was one of the secondary characters. But a lot of Christmas movies are coming out. But anyway, go ahead, Jen. So
my dad realized that the dad in all the movies looks the same. Mm-hmm. So he got out his fleece, and he had like a red and green plaid shirt with like a fleece and like the hat, the beanie hat. All in red and green, and apparently had a TV guide with the Hallmark movie listings on, so he shoved that in his back pocket, and he was the dad from a Hallmark movie.
That's pretty creative, considering it's my dad, right?
Like, he's like, "What am I going to be a cowboy or Captain Kirk?" Like, those.
Wait a minute. That's because he has so much time in his hands because you're doing all the work.
Not at all.
I'm looking forward, though. I should be able to go to his birthday party this year because I'll be
there. Yeah, I think there's actually going to be one. We've been going, we're kind of debating back and forth, but we think if we make it outside and smaller, then it should be okay.
Be nice. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, now let's get into it here with Jennifer, Victoria, Jay, and Doug. The deputies back to the vaccine mandates. And who's staying and who's leaving? How many police? This was the headline the first week of the mandates. I know here in Massachusetts, the governor said, okay, everybody's got to get a shot. And 600 state police said, okay, we're going to put our papers in. And then everybody said, whoops, wait a minute. So I don't think there's anything that's come of the vaccine mandate, other than suggesting, okay, let's get with this.
The reason it's such a big story this week is that two big cities are reaching deadlines. So for New York, they're saying that New York City is bracing for mounting trash, closed firehouses, fewer police, and fewer ambulances on the street. That's what Monday is bringing. That's what today brings for New York City, because there are thousands of municipal workers who said that they're not going to get the shot. That means not just police officers, but firefighters, garbage collectors, city workers. They could be out of a job today, and we'll have to find out because Friday was their deadline. In Los Angeles, I think it's November 4th or 5th, so right around your birthday, Dougie, there's a mandate for L.A. City that's in effect for citizens. County and city workers have been given an extension because no one met the deadline, or there wasn't enough, there weren't enough people meeting the deadline. So the city and the county both extended to December 18th that you have to be fully vaccinated if you get a county or city paycheck. And so,
when I get off the plane on Friday night at LAX, I may have to step over all kinds of garbage piled up everywhere.
Well, no. The city workers, they just said they extended till December 18th.
Oh.
So what you will have to do if you dine in LA City when you're here this weekend is probably show a vaccine card. That seems to be if you want to use, like, yeah, if you want to use salons or restaurants or anything indoors.
I always get my hair done when I'm in L.A. Yeah.
I think you should.
Yeah,
but the sheriff, Sheriff Alex Villanueva, who I think has been doing a really good job. I didn't vote for this guy, but I think he's been doing a really good job. He says that he can't risk losing 20% of his force, which is what was threatening to walk off. And so he's not going to be abiding by the mandates. He's not going to fire people if they don't.
So what does he do to encourage them to do the right thing? How does he handle that?
He's vaccinated. He says, I want people to get vaccinated. If they don't, they're going to have to take tests every week. And this is what's – so, you know, we always love to talk about these inside stories that you may not hear about. So, okay, so there are two law enforcement units in L.A. L.A. Sheriff's Department runs L.A. County, and then the LAPD runs L.A. City. I live in L.A. City. And so what's been going on with LAPD is there's been a whistleblower who came out and said that – If you hadn't had the vaccines yet, you had to test twice a week. And if you test twice a week, you couldn't go to any place that you chose, like a Rite Aid or a CVS. You had to go to this one company. And they would immediately take out, every time you tested, it's $65. So $65 twice a week comes out of your paycheck if you're choosing not to get vaccinated, and you have to test with this one specific group. And so someone came out and said, we want to be able to go to Rite Aid, CVS. This is not very convenient for us to have to use this one specific group. And so people started digging around, and the LA Police Protective League just came out with a huge story that this one group that's got the COVID testing contract is a huge donor to the entire LA City Council, including the ones who are now facing indictment for taking all the money and the corruption, and one person who's already served jail time. They've been donating to all of their campaigns to get this contract. No bid contract, and that's the reason why these officers have to go to this one place to get their test, because it's fulfilling, you know, it's the back scratching system. It's unbelievable.
Yep. All right, Bernie Sanders all over the place this weekend demanding lower drug prices, and he's making some sense. A lot of people are, I don't remember, this was kind of a cornerstone of his presidential campaigns, but it is true that the drug companies are piling it up, and it's at the expense of people often who don't have the money to pay for the drugs. I think he's got an argument here to a point anyway, but whether it's the drug company, see, The difference here is that he wants the government to pay the difference, and my suggestion would be that the drug companies get cowed into somehow or other being more responsible. Once in a while you see on one of the 9 million drug ads that are on TV every day, well, if you can't pay for it, you can call us and we'll see if we can help you. But you have to lay your heart and soul out in order to get 10 cents off the cost of a pill.
And how often does that even work? And how is
I don't know.
Do we even know? I don't know anyone who's ever done that.
It's a good PR position, but you're right.
It might just be good for a TV ad, but
right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it's interesting that this is where Trump supporters and Sanders supporters come together.
Mm-hmm.
And that is President Trump, before he left office, signed an executive order, four of them actually, that helped lower drug costs for people. I think everybody can agree, and this is why I feel like this pandemic is only helping prop up Big Pharma. We are only growing it by creating vaccine mandates and all of this, unfortunately, and some of it can't be avoided. I mean, we need to have therapeutics. We need to have vaccines to deal with viruses like this. But unfortunately, all we do is prop up Big Pharma with now government-run money. And is that going to be just a new expectation for them? I don't know. I feel like if you go to a hospital and they're charging you $50 for a Tylenol, obviously we need to figure out what kind of pricing is appropriate.
Graduated.
Because that's not it. Yeah. And probably it's more than $50. I'm actually lowballing it.
All right, so how do we get beyond this? I have a situation here in my community, Framingham, Massachusetts. We have a diversity officer who is requiring people to have a weekly meeting of department heads. And in order to start the meeting, she requires that everybody state something along the lines of, I am a white person of privilege, and I have to do this, that, and the other thing, and I know that I'm a bad person because, I mean, in essence, that's what it's all about. So one of the department heads said, I'm not saying this anymore, because I'm walked out. So the mayor, who's going to be thrown out of office tomorrow anyway, said, well, that person should be brought up on charges of whatever, you know, you charge somebody with who doesn't want to put up with this kind of stuff. And so I saw something, Jennifer, also of somebody out in there in that neck of the woods who, mother said a six-year-old asked her if she was born evil because she was white.
No, this is Loudoun County, Virginia again. Loudoun County has been getting...
where you are.
Loudoun County has been getting so much flack. The entire school board should go. They should just resign. This is the place where the father was trying to get heard by the school board. His daughter was sodomized in a bathroom by a kid that wasn't even kicked out of school, just moved to a different school district where he molested somebody again before eventually getting kicked out. And then you have the critical race theory argument that's been going on within the same school system where Governor McAuliffe, who's up for election tomorrow, said parents need to stay out of curriculum. He almost is screwed it up for himself. If he loses tomorrow, it's because of that stupid thing that he said, because education is number one for Virginia voters. But what's happening here is that this little girl goes home and she says, Mommy, am I evil because I'm white? And so this mother went to a school board meeting to stand up for her daughter. We should not be... We can talk honestly about our history without telling
people. I'm not guilty of anything. I'm not guilty of anything.
It's so sad.
But see, that's part of the problem, though, Doug, because you not understanding how we are all connected into a system that keeps certain people down by saying that you're not guilty of anything. It's that's part of the problem.
How am I guilty of what, Victoria? What am I guilty of?
Because there are systems in place that you have benefited from. I know that you didn't, but that's why I'm talking about systemic. I'm not saying you created them.
When you say I benefited, how might I have benefited? In what way?
You benefit. We've been through this before, and I don't even want to get back into it because it becomes the same thing over and over and over. But my point, though, is for everyone to not acknowledge black, white, brown, purple, whatever color you are, we are all in a system, and the system benefits others more than it does.
That doesn't mean a six-year-old white girl
I'm saying, but for Doug to come out and say, I didn't do anything, that is part of the problem. And that's why we've reached the critical mass of what... Okay.
I want to know what I did other than try. I've given plenty of people opportunities, and it has nothing to do with the color of their skin. It has to do with whether they can do the job or not.
It's not just that. That's
To say that every... Well, we're going to pause here anyway. It's a tough road to hoe. It really is. All right, 18 after the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
That's a no-whip, high-foam, 170-degree, sugar-free gingerbread latte.
Ah, yes. It's gingerbread latte season at Duchesne's Coffee Shop. He'll need a seasonal barista before his cookie starts to crumble.
Anything else? Oh, there's a list.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that. But also the sheets and I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Big news from Simply Safe Home Security. Okay. Actually, I think the horns are too much. Yeah, that's better. Big news. The new wireless outdoor security camera is here. Yes, Simply Safe's award-winning home security just got even better, taking whole home protection to a whole new level. Okay, I'm missing the horns. Simply Safe is celebrating this new camera with 30% off a new system this week. Visit simplysafe.com.
I need postcards printed and designed. Oh, and a targeted direct mail campaign.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need my presentation printed, bound, and perfect.
Also possible. Staples Connect can help your business navigate the future of work with custom printed sales and marketing materials. Now get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Explore what's new at your local Staples store. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 1-1. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details.
Elizabeth. It's 23 after the hour now, trending time for Jay. Jay and I are just listening to Victoria talk about how she got her pants scared off of her over the weekend going to some silly.
And it ended with two actors with chainsaws chasing us to our car. So, yes.
Oh, it always ends with a chainsaw race.
Jay would have probably loved that. She likes that stuff. He'd been right
it
there.
It was very well done. It was scary.
I think you got to bring your own chainsaw. I got a couple of extra chainsaws on the farm here, Jay. If you want to borrow them to chase somebody around when they're chasing you, you can chase them back again.
I mean, there we go. That's the name of it.
About his fair
me,
play.
Yeah. Right. Get right. That one, too, while you're at it.
Yeah.
All right. In a moment, we're going to see how Hilaria is pronouncing what you say, cucumber, and a few other things having to do with her husband, Alec, right after this.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over a million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at Mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, "It's so good to see you," and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
All right, so let's get to the Baldwins here, Jay. And who's zooming who? I didn't realize she had six children with Alec. Good God.
Mm-hmm.
She keeps...
six children under the age of, like, eight.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something insane.
Is that like a baby addiction at that point?
Yeah. That's what Alec called it. He said it's
really?
A vending machine. Yes. And so when they turn two, then she gets tired of them, and then she wants another baby. I'm like, okay.
Well, because
he said that on Ellen's show.
Well, it's because they lose that fresh baby smell. That's like... an endorphin rush,
fresh
and they're gone, and it's like, oh,
cool,
I need a new one. I need a new one for the fresh... No, the smell in the head.
Oh.
Good grief.
Okay. All right, so it appears that all is not wonderful in Baldwinville, right, from this weekend?
No, not so much. Well, so Ilaria did discuss
her name
that
is Hillary. Why are you just calling her?
I know,
her
right?
Name
and she's from Cambridge, Massachusetts. Yeah, I'm so sick of this. Get out of here. Like, she's telling people how to say her name. Like, oh my God. Go on.
All right.
Oh, goodness. Well, Lady Baldwin took her six children in a car and just, like, jetted off with no destination in mind when this whole thing went down, trying to find a secluded place so that Alec could, like, get his mind right and everything. And that's just
so he's in the car, like, she's driving, and he's in the passenger.
No, he wasn't with her. He wasn't with her when all this happened, yeah. So no word on when he joined up. But the whole thing is just kind of like she put her kids in danger because clearly there was some angst with this, and when you're angsty and driving, who knows what could happen? Just go Google, girlfriend.
Even the thing that's most bizarre to me that I saw all weekend, and I watched it numerous times, I couldn't, it was such a train wreck. So when Alec and Hilaria are in the car, they've got the kids in the car, they're in a big SUV, and so they pull over on the side of the road because paparazzi are following them through, like, the wilderness in Vermont. And so Alec gets out, and he starts addressing all the cameras. I get it. He was trying to buy themselves some space. He said, I'll answer your questions, and then please stop following us. Okay. So then he says, I can't answer any questions. I've been ordered by the sheriff's department. I'm not allowed to talk about anything. It's an ongoing investigation. And then he continues to keep answering questions. So I don't know if it helped at all or
hurt him.
Well,
she was trying to spout off, and he wouldn't let her, right?
Mm-hmm. She was trying to protect him and get him to stop talking, and then he lashed out at her twice. It was embarrassing. It's just, well, I don't know, the whole thing.
And she's even said that, you know, she's worried he's going to have PTSD. He should have PTSD from this. Only a complete psychopath wouldn't.
That's true. Yeah. Yep.
Tough stuff. All right, well, listen, this is not going to go away. It's gonna
and also, one last thing, not a trace of an accent anywhere on the video from Hilaria, by the way.
Yeah. Just saying.
It's the new world order of accents. It's 28 past the hour.
Have you tried learning a new language, but it never seems to stick? That's because there's more to language than learning vocab words. Babbel is different. Babbel's multiple ways to learn helps you explore every aspect of a new language, anytime, right from your phone or computer. Practice real-life conversations in the Babbel app.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Get personalized help from an instructor in Babbel's live online classes.
Classes are limited to 6 people. We keep them small so everyone can get the help they need.
Review words and phrases with fun games. Or dive into the culture with short videos. Everything from the interactive lessons and live online classes to the podcasts and videos will teach you things you'll actually use. So you're ready for real life conversations. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com to start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
American Airlines canceled another 634 flights on Sunday, more than 12% of its total operations for the day. The airline has now canceled more than 1,500 flights since Friday as it deals with weather issues and staffing shortages that started last week. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says she has COVID-19. In a statement on Sunday, Psaki says she was last in contact with President Biden on Tuesday. The president has since tested negative. Southwest Airlines said Sunday it's conducting an internal investigation after one of its pilots used the phrase, "Let's go, Brandon," during the pilot's greeting to passengers last week. The phrase took off after an October 2nd incident at a NASCAR race in Alabama won by Brandon Brown. The NBC sports reporter suggested they were shouting, "Let's go, Brandon," when in reality they were making a political statement against President Biden's policies. USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last week, the Food and Drug Administration approved the COVID-19 vaccine for the least affected age group in America, ages 5 to 11. Congressman Dr. Greg Murphy, the Republican from North Carolina on Newsmax, says mandating vaccines is problematic.
I have since day one been an advocate of people being vaccinated. I studied the science. I got vaccinated. Even more importantly, I had my family get vaccinated, who I care for much more than myself. I believe that this is a safe and effective medication. However, what has happened in this country is, as far as we've moved forward, we've made decisions that are normally and historically made between doctors and patients, now between governments and citizens in the mandates. The fact now that the FDA has moved to the 5 to 11 vaccine approval, in my opinion, it is a little bit problematic. You know, Fauci went on and talked about how vaccines, we always give them to children, and we do. Measles, mumps, rubella, by all means. But the reason we do that is they are childhood diseases. COVID-19 is not a childhood disease. It can affect children, but the really devastating effects are so rare in these children. And as Dr. Rubin on the panel said, and this is, in my opinion, the most unconscionable, horrific statement ever made by anybody in medicine. He said, we're going to, and quote, we're never going to learn how safe the vaccine is until we start to give it.
The CDC will now need to approve the vaccine for kids before jabs in the arms begin. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
After the hour here on the DJV Monday program is November 1st. Today is All Saints Day, the day after Halloween, or as it was originally called, All Hallows Eve. It's a holy day. The Catholics, do they have masses, extra masses today? I think they do, right? Lutherans.
We lost our resident
Catholic. No idea. Yeah.
Oh, that's right, too. We lost our resident Catholic. Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll just take it.
I mean, my good friend was raised Catholic. She's kind of a lapsed Catholic now, but her parents go to church every morning.
Do they?
Yeah. If you're a strict Catholic, you go to church every day. Saturday or something like that.
Yeah, right. My wife, Tony, God bless her, was a, I told this story in the air. She was a nun. When I met her, she had just come out of the convent. She was in the convent from high school through college, and then stayed for 2 or 3 years, and was having an affair with a priest and couldn't handle it anymore, so she got out, and then she came to Framingham, and the first person
she met was
me. And
then that same priest married you guys, which is the weirdest part of that story.
Yes, maybe it is. Anyway, she used to go to church every day.
Yeah.
She'd, on her way, when I first married her, she was teaching school in a school on the other side of town, and St. Stephen's was on the way, so she would stop, and she'd go to into the church for, I don't know, 15 minutes or so.
Yeah, I don't think it's like a full mass, right, every day?
No,
it's just sort of a, that's what my friend's parents do,
Yeah, right.
I mean, if you think about it, you know, and I'm not big on organized religion, clearly, as the Quaker, but, I mean, it's still, if it's 15 minutes of your time where you're just keeping your mind calm or
Nothing wrong with that.
Or whatever, it's a good way to start your day. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not, it's meditation in a manner of speaking. But Tony was so turned off by the Catholic Church as she went through life that she stopped all of her connections. And it's sort of, I'm not one. And it wasn't my influence particularly. I grew up in a very religious tradition and enjoyed it. I loved the singing and the liturgy and the connection until I found out the minister was having an affair with my mother. And I was kind of
That's a bomb you've never dropped before.
Right?
Well, haven't I?
We're not going to rush past this one.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah. And he had not, my mother wasn't the only one in the church. So you kind of, it's supposed to be this thing, and then it's that thing.
Well, because then you have to realize humans are involved here, you know?
Right,
humans are the ones that mess all this stuff up.
Yeah, right.
It's not the idea
of
a deity.
Okay, so then, no, God has nothing to do with religion.
Right.
Religion is a creation of man for the control of man. It has nothing to do with God or infinite intelligence or the real power of the universe. Nothing to do with it. So let's take another step down the road of religion, because I believe those people who are really over the edge when it comes to climate change, it's like a religion to them. And God bless you if you are going to accomplish something that's important and positive and constructive, then I'm all for it. I think continuing to wail about stuff without offering solutions. For example, here we are in America. One of the things they discussed over the weekend at the Green Summit was how much per person was coming out of which country in terms of metric tons of greenhouse gas. So what do you think the number one country in the world, it'll surprise you because it's not who you think it is, the number one emitter per person of greenhouse gas is what country?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam. Well, you're talking about the Dutch? No.
I don't know. I mean, America's got to be pretty high up on that list.
America and China are about the same. Interesting enough. Per person, India, we know, right?
India, actually, per person. No,
yeah.
So you would want to have a country that doesn't have that much of a population because it would be diluted. So.
Correctamundo. You figured it out. Yep.
So who would it be?
Number one contributor per person is Saudi Arabia.
And
that doesn't surprise me
at
all.
That explains why Biden called them out then, because I was he put China, Russia, and Saudi Arabia together, and I was kind of surprised at that. But okay, well, that makes sense.
Australia is number two on the list, which does surprise me.
That is surprising.
Canada is number three.
That's surprising, too.
That's a lot of people.
You know, there's only like 58 million. There are fewer people live in Canada than live in England. Did you know that?
That is true.
And that's because all of the population of Canada is in within 100 miles of the American border. I mean, you go up into the Yukon, there's one person every 300 miles. That's the way it is. And so, but I just thought it was interesting to look at this and see where per person all the numbers fall. And it's usually the richest countries, you see, and there's another reason not to like the richest countries, I suppose, or to take shots at them. Not that they couldn't do something about it. It's who wants to do something about it. How are they motivated to do something?
What would the Saudis be without oil?
Yeah, no place.
Right?
One of the things in the Cousteau documentary that's around now in the movie houses.
I still need to see that.
Yeah, you got to see that. Very good. Very well done. And not preachy at all. It just is, here's what we did. And early on, he was the one who discovered the oil in the sea around Abu Dhabi. And that's why they're as wealthy as they are, because Cousteau found the oil in the ocean. I mean, in the...
Sure, he lived to regret that.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly.
He's calling you right now, hotline in your studio.
Right.
Doug, I do regret that I found them all that
there
oil.
It is.
It ruined the planet.
Right. All right, so we'll find out who's on the phone right after this.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now, we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website. It works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth. Okay, that was Avon calling, and I don't want to buy any of their products, so... Moving along. Am I the only one who gets that, by the way? Do the two of you, Victoria and Jay, know
I do remember the Avon lady.
Avon.
There are some places that still sell Avon. There's like a motorhome place down the street from where I live, and there's a sign that says, we sell Avon products inside.
Does anybody
I remember... Well, Reese Witherspoon became, I don't know if she bought into the company or if she was just like the face of the brand, but Avon products were sold in pharmacies. I want to say this is probably 10 or 15 years ago, maybe 15. And so it was a short-lived thing, and maybe the company was bought or sold or something. But that's the only reason I know of the brand. But I've never known an Avon lady. Are they the ones with the pink Cadillacs?
No, that's Mary Kay.
Oh,
no.
Yeah, that's, I forgot about Mary Kay. That's Mary right. Kay.
Yeah, I've never known any of them either, so I don't know.
Wait a minute. That's a perfect, Victoria does a podcast called Beauty Pop. You should talk about all the various cars that some of these old-timers drive who are selling beauty products. That'd be a good
deal. But do anyone, do people really get the car?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But I feel like
remember
you have to
Rich
be at the
McFadden.
Top of that multi-level business. Multi-level marketing thing.
And I love how Jay just called it back because it's a pyramid scheme.
It is entirely a pyramid scheme, but I wanted to be kind.
Fill up your garage with all that stuff and see if you can, you know, manage to sell it. It's like,
you guys know anybody doing LuLaRoe?
Vitamin. What's the vitamin? Herbalife, right? That was another one of those.
Oh, yeah, there's so many of them. But there's a documentary right now called LuLaRich. And it's like a three-part documentary.
Oh, those are the leggings, right?
Yeah, those awful LuLaRoe clothing.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. These people, they are just extortionists. It's difficult to watch because women were selling their breast milk so they could afford to buy more inventory because these yahoos were telling them, oh, you need to just buy more stuff. And it's horrible. People lost their homes. They went into hawk. Ugh, pyramid schemes.
Yeah. Manga. I was participating in an auction over the weekend, and buying some things for the farm. I love auctions because you can use the, you know, if you have
time. Do you have
time,
to stand there and, like, hold a paddle up kind of a
well,
thing?
Well, if you're in person, yes. Not hold a paddle up, but hold your hand up or you, you know, you get the eye contact of the auctioneer. But
the guy
the
going, that guy?
Oh, yeah, right. Sold! But the auctions today, a lot of them are online. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the stuff that I got about 40 different things, little wrenches and things. But I had Saturday, that's how I spent my Saturday night, going through the list of all of the things and deciding what I wanted to pay for any of these things. And I watched a little of it during the day, but mostly I don't have time to do it during the day, especially on a good weather day. I got to get out and get to work on the farm. But I was, as I was watching some, a couple of other auctions came across the screen, because this is what, you know, they do the same thing as everybody else. They try to get your attention. And so I looked at the info on some of the trending auctions. Recently, the green Ford Mustang that was used in the Bullitt film in 68 sold at auction $3.4 million.
Wow.
A letter
I remember
dated,
that was a story. That was a story maybe
that was 2 years the last
ago.
Time it was sold, yeah.
Yeah.
But now it's been sold again.
Wow.
Yep.
That's a lot.
Here's a letter dated July 6th, 1776, signed by John Hancock, announcing the adoption of the Declaration. That sold at auction for over $1 million. Imagine, what do you pay $1 million for it? What do you do with it?
That would be worth more.
I would have thought. An 1870s copper and zinc weather vane depicting firefighters and a pair of horses hauling a steam fire engine sold it for $437,000. Good God. But you know what's selling at auction? Some of the local or regional ones? Factory-sealed vintage video games are bringing big bucks. I don't know. Why is that? What do people want those things for? Is it just a collector's
item? I
don't know.
It's, I'm not a gamer, so I'm not like the, but I do read, you know, when we do the tech news and stuff on the show, read a lot of gaming news and a lot of, a lot of the tech space is taken up by gaming stuff. And so like Nintendo and Atari and PlayStation and all the, and you know, it just, they've all gone back to some sort of a vintage thing. It's a big thing about the 90s right now, like the 90s are still really hot. A lot of artists like Kacey Musgraves and Taylor Swift and Adele, even when they put out new albums, they put out cassette tapes again. And
boy,
so
is
it's
Adele
like,
hot again. My God.
Right.
Everywhere. Whoo.
Yep.
Whoo. Everybody's waiting for that. So a couple of other good bets here. Antique cast iron skillets are selling at auction. Or why? I don't know. This is
why would you want someone else's cooking grease in your pan
that
for
sounds so gross.
Yeah.
That's and game worn jerseys.
Well, that always makes
sense. Well, the pros, that does.
Really?
That's totally normal.
Tom Brady wore a jersey in a game and then you buy it? That's worth a lot of money.
Sweat sells.
Well, wasn't it? I was teasing about somebody was selling their underwear. Who was it that sold their underwear recently? And it was Tom Brady, wasn't it? Tom Brady's underwear?
No, it was, I can't remember who. I know what you're talking about, though. And it was unworn. It was unworn underwear.
Oh, was it?
It was worn. I think it was worn, but it was
worn.
Cleaned.
And I said I was going to put my underwear up, and nobody paid any attention to it.
Well.
Well.
My condolences. I don't know what to say.
Really. My condolences. Thank you. My Marie. All right, 40, where are we here? 10 before the hour. This is the DJV program.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now, so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text GOLD to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
All right, 53 past the hour now on the DJV program. Time for our visit, Monday visit with Chuck Curry to find out what the box office totals were, what movie did best over the weekend, some news on another Dune movie. We're doomed to have another Dune movie. Chucker will discuss all of that and more in a moment.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k or IRA? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts agree the 401k has been a dismal failure, and even the man who invented it now says it's a monster that should be destroyed. 401ks and IRAs have major dangers, including fees that gobble up 50% of your retirement savings over time. The government controls your money and changes the rules anytime they want, and it gets worse. History confirms we're past due for a major market crash that could wipe out 50% of your savings again. Now, a free report from Bank on Yourself reveals where the inventor of the 401k puts his money. You're 100% protected from crashes. There are no fee surprises. And you control your money, not the government. Plus, your withdrawals are tax-free, which protects your savings from being devoured by taxes that can only get more monstrous. So get your report now at FreeReportFast.com. That's FreeReportFast.com. FreeReportFast.com.
It's got to be a cowboy movie, Chucker. Yeah. Where'd Chuck go?
No, actually, this is from the movie Stripes with Bill Murray and John Candy back in the...
Really? Oh, my God.
I think
God,
it was 81.
What a waste. That should be a cowboy movie.
Good theme.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I actually was playing that because I was looking at the celebrity birthdays yesterday, and John Candy was born Halloween, October 31st, 1950. Hard to believe he passed away in 94, a long time ago, at only the age of 43. I mean, what a shame. He had a good career, 65 acting credits.
He would have not died, probably.
Yeah, he did a lot of good things. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, Spaceballs, Uncle Buck. Had that extended cameo in Home Alone, which was terrific. He did a movie in 91 called Only the Lonely with Maureen O'Hara. I thought it was maybe as good a movie as or performance as he's ever given. But a likable guy, a big pop culture icon. Even to this day, he's very well known. Passed away way, way, way too young at 43.
So what does it say about me that I couldn't stand him?
Wait, you couldn't say John Candy?
John Candy, I thought, was the most irritating person in terms of movies and stuff of anybody that...
You have a right to it. You have a right to that opinion. I mean, not everybody runs well with everybody.
Right. Does he? I don't know. But
okay.
That's an odd choice.
All right, okay.
To not like someone for that.
Right. So maybe I should turn that animus against Alec Baldwin. No, that wouldn't be fair either because he didn't... It wasn't his doing.
Yeah, but there are other reasons to not like him.
His wife?
Long before this situation.
Yeah. All right.
Why don't you tell us how many horror movies you binge-watched yesterday, Doug?
Chucker, I would be a big goose egg there, but there are a lot of people who did. You couldn't flip around any of the... You flipped the station from one cable channel to another. It was a fest of horror. Just one hacker-slasher movie after another one, chasing people. It would have been heaven for Jay because she loves that stuff, and you too, the two of you.
I do. I mean, listen, at my ice cream parlor, I have a speaker outside, and I was playing the theme to Halloween on an endless loop all day. It was a lot of fun.
Beautiful. That's awesome. My 10-year-old niece and I watched Conjuring 2 yesterday.
Oh, cool.
Great. Kid's going to be ruined for life.
Right. It was her idea.
Well, even worse.
Box office over the Halloween weekend was somewhat down. Dune in weekend number two did $15 million, $69 million in 10 days. Overseas, this is doing very well, so the studio is very satisfied and already greenlit a sequel, Dune 2. Halloween Kills actually bumped up week to week since it's close to, well, since Halloween weekend. Good timing. It did $7.5 million, $86 million in 3 weeks of release. We do have another Halloween movie coming out next October, the final installment in the trilogy, Doug. Halloween Ends. If you believe it'll end, I got a bridge to sell you in Brooklyn. Number three, No Time to Die, the James Bond movie, $8 million, $133 million in 4 weeks. Overseas, Doug, or worldwide, this film's done $605 million, a couple hundred million away from a break-even point, but it should get there. Japanese animated movie called My Hero Academia, 6.4, plays fourth. And Venom 2, 5.7, $190 million in 4 weeks. This film's done actually very, very well.
Horror show. All right, what about that movie about the rowers? I didn't have a chance
two other films, Last Night in Soho, 4.1, and Antlers. So basically, these are two horror films, both one psychological, one more straight horror, both 4.1, not very well, is what it
Michael,
is.
Michael, what's his name, the guy that I was talking
Meyer.
About? The fellow who's starring Sheehan, in that rowing.
Michael Sheehan.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately, with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.